We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today is a good friend of ours, Mary Walters. Yeah, Mary Walter, you know, she's always one of the fill-in people around here when somebody goes on vacation. And Mary, it's good to have you in the house today.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
A New Jersey girl, but we're gonna do our best to ignore that fact. Joining us right now is John Nolte, who is here to talk about immigration issues. I'm sorry, excuse me. Mark Kerkorian is here to talk about immigration issues. Which was a big thing yesterday because that was the major source of Donald Trump. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. I am not from New Jersey, just to make it clear.
Good.
That's sad.
That's a point in your favor. Mark, very quickly, before we get into this, I want you to hear a little bit about what Donald Trump said yesterday during that interview with David Muir of ABC News.
When does construction begin?
As soon as we can. As soon as we can physically do it. Within months? I would say in months. Certainly planning is starting immediately.
It's going to start quickly. And then he also went on to say that he insists that the Mexicans, some way, somehow, are going to pay for this thing.
Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says, they're not paying.
David, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form.
So there it is. He's insisting, A, we're going to start, and B, eventually, somehow, the Mexicans will pay. Seems like we need some details on that plan. What do you think?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, they did not talk about the payment parts yesterday in the executive orders, the 2 executive orders the president signed. I actually think the way the payment's going to work out is they're going to put a tax on money that people send abroad, immigrants send home, remittances, they call them, and that's going to be sort of the payment mechanism. But they didn't talk about that yesterday. They did 2 executive orders, one on border issues and then one on interior, immigration enforcement inside the country. And they were, really outstanding. There are a lot of them. Some of the changes are things that will make a difference immediately, and some of the changes are things where basically they're kicking off a long process that's going to take a while to bear fruit. But, he campaigned on this stuff, and he does seem, in fact, be following through.
Yeah, Mark, also, one of the things that was in this executive order is the fact that some countries will not take their people back if we want to deport them. So we wind up just releasing them, and they wander the streets, and they get, aid and everything else because they don't want them back because they're criminals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a serious problem, and Congress gave the president a tool in 1996 saying that when a country does this, the president is required to stop issuing visas, new visas, because the ones we issued before, the people just, they won't take them back. So only twice has that tool been used. Once George W. Bush did it, and then right before the election, Obama did it. And in both cases, they were tiny little postage stamp countries that they used this tool against. I don't think President Trump is going to be reluctant to use that tool against countries that are not taking back their own people.
Our guest is Mark Kerkorian, a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Okay, so the other thing that became very clear yesterday is that Donald Trump intends to crack down on these so-called sanctuary cities.
Absolutely, and that's going to that's one of those things that's going to take a while to actually work its way out. So a sanctuary city is one that where the cops arrest somebody just in the normal course of their business, the fingerprints are a hit with immigration. They come up in the computer system at Homeland Security. Homeland Security says, hey, guys, when you're finished with this person, whatever you're going to do with them, hold on to them for us because we want to deport them. A sanctuary city basically says, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let them go. And one of the executive orders yesterday started to crack down on them, saying that they're going to cut off certain federal funds. The thing is that the big ones like New York and L.A. and Chicago have said they don't care. They're willing to do without that money. And so what's going to be interesting over the next year is what is the administration going to do next? I think they're going to end up suing them. And then, you know, it'll end up in federal court. But it's going to be a long process to fight these. It's going to be similar to the issue of southern states fighting desegregation, because that's the same kind of thing here. These are local governments defying federal law. And in the end, I think President Trump is going to prevail, but it's going to be an interesting story.
And it'll take a long time. But what about D.C.? I mean, D.C. is a federal city, and it does get quite a bit of federal money. And Mayor Bowser has said, we don't care. We're not going to change our sanctuary city status.
Yeah, but see, the thing with D.C. is that, as it says in the Constitution, Congress has complete legislative authority over all matters. Mayor Bowser is only mayor because Congress has delegated that authority. They can change that. So if Congress says D.C. is going to do X, Y, and Z, Congress is the legislature of the District of Columbia. Everybody else, the D.C. government works for them, basically. So it'll be interesting to see if how they can fight against Congress's attempt to, you know, make them follow the law.
Mark Kerkorian, it is a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.